Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. I got to give love shouts to the Evans administration, Drummer Boy, Mars, Prince, New Jersey Devil, Dominic Natty, Money Dash, and Trinetta. Much love to them, and much love to each and every one of you all out there. Thank you for joining me again for another installment of Like It or Not with Michael Lane, a.k.a. Team Lion, the Team Lion Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you all want to call in, you all are free to do that. This is the show. We're going to have Juice McCain. Hopefully he'll join us later on in the show. You can call in as well as Mr. McCain. He can call in as well. Area code 347-826-9357. Once again, it's area code 347-826-9357. If you have questions that you would like to be answered after the show or by me, or if you have any comments or questions or any kind of opinion, you can always email likeitornotwithmichael@gmail.com. That's likeitornotwithmichael, that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, @gmail.com. Now, I'm going to get to a few things in a moment. Actually, just waiting on Juice McCain to bless us with his presence as he enters in the Team Lion. Now, I hope you all had a wonderful, beautiful, and remarkable Mother's Day weekend. You know, me, I'm not a traditionalist or anything like that. I don't usually get down with, you know, this is that and that's what it is and this is that. But I respect everybody who does. And everybody knows Mother's Day is a bad time for me. It really is. Because even though, like I said, I'm not a traditionalist, I believe every day, every single day is Mother's Day. I also can't help but, you know, get a little down at times, you know, because, you know, the fact that everybody is celebrating Mother's Day and with their mothers and everything and, you know, sending love to them, and, you know, and I know a lot of people who lost their mothers can relate. You know, I lost my mom 9 years ago to cancer, and it just never been the same, obviously, and actually it'll never be the same. And that time, and plus this month, not only is it Mother's Day, but my mother passed away the same month, on the 22nd. Now, the 22nd, it was a month, exactly a month after my birthday when she passed on. My birthday is April 22nd. Her passing was on May 22nd. So it's a bittersweet thing for me. know, got me really tripping, man. Like, you know, it's a hard time. It's a hard day. And I have a beautiful son, and my son has a beautiful, wonderful mom, a good mom. So I pay you know, my respect and love to her. My grandmother's gone. You know, my mom passed. My grandmother still was here. And I gave, you know, man, gave her love and everything, you know. Now my grandmom's gone. You know, it's just, it's like, wow, you know. But I can look to the beautiful mother of my child, and I say, you know, man, salute. Not to say that I don't give love to my mom, like that. Oh, no, she's gone, so forget. No, it's not saying that. It's just, you know, I give her love every day. It doesn't matter, you know. I talk to her every day. It's just, it's real tough. I know one of my closest friends and listeners, Karen Denise, Prince Addict. I know her, and I have to give love to her. She understands where I'm coming from, and so many people out there that understands where I'm coming from and knows where I'm coming from. So it was just one big bittersweet weekend for that. All right, Team Lion, Like It or Not with Michael Lane, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I think right now, this man needs no introduction, especially in the world of underground hip-hop. Now, he has a series, a mixtape series. His American V mixtape series is one of the most talked about and praised mixtapes in history. Now he's ready to take us through the process, which is basically his biggest project to date. Man, I am proud and I am honored as a fellow rapper myself who can get down every now and then. I am very, very delighted to introduce to you the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Juice McCain.
Man, what's going on with you, boss?
Juice, what's good, fam?
Man, I'm working, baby, I'm working. You know what I'm saying? It's out here trying to get it how we should, you know?
No doubt, son, no doubt, man. You know what? I have to say, man, as a fellow rapper myself, man, I do look up to you, man. It is an honor to have you right here at the Team Lion, man.
Oh, man, I, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate the love, brother. Appreciate the love. You know what I'm saying? It's likewise, you know what I mean?
No doubt, fam, no doubt. Now we're going to take it to the genesis because, you know, we know a lot of niggas out here. We know you, you know what I mean? But
right.
There's some people out here in Team Lion, you know what I mean? We really don't know, you know, the genesis of Juice, man. You know. Now we're gonna take it back a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Now,
gotcha.
We know you come from Phoenix, right?
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? I like I said, man. You know the name is Juice McCain, brother. You know what I'm saying? Was, you know, originally born in Pennsylvania, that Philly side. You know, and raised out west in Arizona. You know what I mean? So I kind of got that best of both worlds syndrome. You know what I mean?
Word.
Like I said, man, I'm out here, man, 10 toes down, creating a massive buzz, you know what I'm saying, circulating this American Me, you know, campaign. I got moving. I'm about to drop the new, you know what I'm saying, the new installment, American Me 4, the process, which is going to be the last official mixtape before I get into the album. So, you know, man, I'm really out here putting in that work, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here high-fiving, kissing babies, going state to state, letting them know what I'm going to be about, bro.
No doubt, son, no doubt. And now, what was life like, you know, growing, how can you compare, you know, being out there in the East and then heading out to the West, man? What's the differences or similarities?
I'll say that, you know, the differences, you know what I'm saying, is just like, you know, there's two different cultures, you know what I'm saying, two different, you know, on you know, out East, you know, you got niggas rocking bubble coats, Tim's, you know what I'm saying, everybody got their own aura, you know what I mean, out West,
right.
You know what I'm saying, is more, you know, blood and crib orientated, you know what I'm saying, in different types of, you know, philosophies like that. But I mean, one thing that they both got, you know, got in common, man, is just, you know what I'm saying, you know, both of the cities are just real-life cities, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Arizona got the same shit going on that Philly got going on, and Philly got the same shit going on that, you know, Phoenix got going on, man. It's just, you know, it comes down to the caliber of the person, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
to really, you know, make it happen, you know what I'm saying?
Word, I feel you. Now, how you not, ain't no doubt about it, we know you got crazy flows, but how were you introduced to rap, man? What made you get into the game?
You know what's crazy, man, is how I first got introduced to it was, you know what I'm saying, I had an uncle, you know what I'm saying, who moved out to Arizona with us from Philly. You know what I'm saying? My grandma moved out with us, you know what I'm saying? I was the only child, so I didn't really have nobody to kind of look up to at that moment, but this was, you know, older than me. And he really was into N.W.A., Ice Cube, and all that. Holistically speaking, you know, at that particular time, you know what I'm saying, he was like my big brother. So, he babysat me all the time, took me where he went. Well, one weekend, there was an Ice Cube concert, and he had tickets, but my parents, you know what I'm saying, ended up going out of town, so he had nobody to watch me. So at that particular time, he wasn't going to let the tickets go to waste. So what homie did was, he was like, shit, I'm going to take him with me. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, you know what I'm saying? I'm like 5 years old at this time, bro. Like, I'm really not knowing anything that's really going on.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that I do know is when I got to that particular concert, you know what I'm saying, I stood up on that chair so I can look over people. I seen the lights go black. I seen this nigga walk out with a mink coat on, with a hat that said nigga. And that feeling that I got from that point was done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Done. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, at that particular point, bro, I just, you know, as a kid, you know what I mean? I used to steal his little, you know, Ice Cube tapes, you know what I'm saying, his Dre tapes, and I used to just listen to it. And then, I finally got into, you know, a more liking of when I got, you know, founded of Nas. You know what I'm saying? I took one of his Nas, and I was really, like, mind-blown at dude. So, I mean, I just low key, man, just kind of got into the game from my older, you know, uncle, and from that particular point, man, I just kind of created my own lane and my own imagery, my own wordplay, and now, you know what I mean, you got Juice McCain, brother.
There you go. That's what's up. Hey, you all, man, hey, out there, I know y'all riveted, man. Y'all can call in, man, anytime and holler at the one and only Juice McCain. Give us a call, area code 347-826-9357. Once again, area code 347-826-9357. You right here with Michael Lane, right here, Team Lion Show, Blog Talk Radio, the one and only Juice McCain in the building.
Yes, sir.
Now, Juice, we know, man, I've heard your joints, man, that shit blazing, you're a dynamic lyricist, you know what I mean?
Appreciate
and your buzz, you know, your buzz, for me, your buzz and reviews, man, it equals, like, when Game came, before Game really came out, Kendrick Lamar really exploded. All these buzzes, man, it's like, it's super, it's hype. You know, it's hype.
Yes. Yes,
how does that make you feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, thinking about back in the day when we went to that Cube concert. Now, here you are drawing big-ass buzz, just like...
Yeah.
Some of your peeps in the past, you know what I mean?
Yeah, real talk. I mean, that's a very humbling feeling. Like, you know, you got to keep in mind, like, you know, I came up from under Game, you know what I'm saying? I had the opportunity, you know, to work with him on his album, you know what I'm saying? I got, you know, the opportunity to go on tour, you know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm the heir to the Black Wall Street dynasty. That's never going to change. You know,
yes,
Kendrick,
sir.
It's crazy that you brought up Cuban, because when I first got to L.A., you know what I'm saying, to work with Game, Kendrick was the first artist I met. You know what I'm saying? And I seen Kendrick, you know, literally, you know, put his grind in full motion and become one of the biggest names in hip-hop. So, you know, for me to even be, you know, questioning the likes of with them particular people and even knowing them people and also seeing that my campaign is, you know, where theirs was at one point, you know what I'm saying? It's a real humbling feeling, you dig? It's a real humble
song. Word. Now we gonna bless listeners with a little tease in just a moment with you.
Bet.
But mentioned Black Wall Street, and that we all know who you down. You down with Black Wall Street, but also there's the Evans administration. Now, can you tell me how that came about with the Evans administration?
Yeah, I mean, it's only right as an individual, you know what I'm saying, when you get into a particular situation, you know what I'm saying, to give back like niggas gave to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, in my time of, like I said, sitting up on the game and watching, you know, how this, you know, business is ran, you know, nobody, you know, people got to understand is, you know, Game gave me a cup of water when I was thirsty.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying it's like, you know, he gave me the olive branch, you know what I'm saying, to showcase my talents on a global and international level. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very blessed by that. So it's only right for myself, you know, through the times of, like I said, you know, watching this dude put his album together and, you know, see the successes and the mistakes that he endured within his time, it's only right that I do the same, you know what I'm saying, go back to my city and my community, you know what I'm saying, to build this imprint that we got called TEA, you know what I mean, so we can, you know, give out this quality music, my nigga, and give the world what they supposed to hear, you know?
Word. And you fucking with some hot-ass producers, man.
Yeah, man, we working, bro. We working heavy, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Drummer Boy, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Mars for 1500 to nothing. You know, both of them niggas got nominated for Grammys this year, man. So like I said, for a cat like myself to even work with these types of people, you know, within this particular industry, my bro, is always, you know what I'm saying, a blessing. So I gotta give a shout out to them two out there, man. And shout out to my man Prince too. You know what I'm saying? My man Prince produced that Everything's a Go for French Montana. You know, he had a number one record on the charts, so we cooking.
Ooh, yes. Oh man, y'all eating well, man. I love to hear that. And my boy New Jersey Devil, you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's my guy right there. You know, New Jersey Devil, you know what I'm saying? That's in house, you know, that's my brother. You know, he down, you know, with Black Wall Street, you know what I'm saying? He out there holding down New Jersey and Atlantic City and all that. So, you know, shout out to the whole Black Wall Street camp as well. New Jersey Devil, my nigga, my son, Menace, Game, you know what I'm saying? We about to do this Black Wall Street tour this summer. So, you know, we about to, you know, turn this shit up five notches into the Nile, bro.
Man, y'all got this shit covered, fam.
We cooking, brother. You know what I'm saying? Watch, I'm telling you, Daddy, I'm about to come out your way and turn it up five notches.
Oh, no doubt. Oh, man, you know, Shatai, waiting for you, baby.
Come on, man, I'm out there with you, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out there. As long as I can get me a nice plate out there and see a couple pretty women, I'm with you.
Oh man, it's all good over here, fam. You know? Now the American Me series, man, is highly praised. It's highly praised both, not just musically, man, but lyrically, man. So can you kind of like break down the concept, how you came about American Me, and what's the whole idea behind that great concept, man? Because it's all three series and four series coming up. All three series, man. It's the shit, man.
Yeah, it's just, you know what, man, it's just basically, bro, it's just, you know, it's really me trying to, you know, really carve out my lane and carve out my particular blueprint. You know, like I said, man, when you around people like Game and these other people, man, you see what this American dream is about. You know what I'm saying? Cats is out there really hustling to live their life and provide for their families. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was just, it was basically, you know, a pedestal, you know what I mean, for me to display my talents on a bigger scale. Because like I said, a lot of people know me because, you know, like, oh, that's that young boy who ride with Game. You know what I'm saying? That nigga dope. It was just,
right. You know,
little monkey turning gorilla, you know what I'm saying, coming into his own, and so the world can understand my story and not Game's story. You feel me?
Right, yeah.
So in each you know, mixtape really had a feel and had a vision on it. You know what I'm saying? American Me 1 just really introduced, you know, who I was and kind of what I was about. You know what I'm saying? American Me 2, you know what I'm saying? It was called The Progression. It basically just, you know, showed, you know, I was in a better place musically, you know what I'm saying, and career-wise than I was the year before, you know what I'm saying. American
Right,
Me 3, you know what I'm saying, I called the foundation. At that particular point, I went on tour, you know, I had a couple major features, did this, did that, got my money up a little bit, so I was really starting to set the foundation,
right,
you know, for what I needed, you know, to grow. And then now, you know what I'm saying, we got the process, you know. it's a process to reach a certain level of success, or not even success. Anything that we do in life is a process, bro. And I think realistically, man, I think, you know, on this one right here, man, I'm about to throw this shit out the park, and I'm really about to turn it up 5 more notches until the knobs broke. I got some heavy production, I got some heavy features, and I think the world really gonna vibe with it.
Ooh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, I know we want to move forward, but on the other side, we're gonna do some more talking there, Juice. But I gotta bless Team Lion with just a little snippet of Dead Poets Society freestyle.
Oh yeah, yeah. Also all love. You know what I'm saying? All love.
No doubt, cause you know you all have to check this out, man. This Juice McCain right here on Team Lion, man. I am. Y'all know me. Y'all know I've been talking about this shit the week before. Y'all know I'm totally amped on this, man. I'm fired up. I'm pumped up. Y'all got to hit. I ain't going to play y'all the whole shit. I'm just going to give y'all a nice snippet because y'all, we're going to get the information on how y'all going to cop it. All right?
Okay.
On the other side, Juice McCain, it's your boy Michael Lang. You know how we do. This is Dead Poet Society right here on Team Lion. Word up.
You know, I'm off that Patron real early on niggas, you know what I mean? Pink game is just beautiful, nigga. I told a nigga like, yeah, see, I'm the chosen one. Never said was better than game, but I'm the closest one. Bitch, I'm a mic ripper, like liquor, like nigga. I don't drop bars no more, I recite scriptures. My pen is the side of dope, and it's equivalent to a fucking line of coke. I'm on that MJ, that Big Poppy Fenway. Nah, that's Cabal with the ball.
Caliente.
West Coast young and poetically hard body. Cold casing niggas, no trace of an autopsy. No CSI, vision of an evil eye. Calculated thoughts, so engulfed I can teach to rot. I'm off the rip, I'm so equipped, I start spazzing. I'm striking from the mound like I'm Tom Glavin. My nigga, there's no denying it. Copyright pop.
A little something, Mike. Just a little something for him, baby. Just a little something for him.
What y'all know about that, niggas? What?
Man, come on. I had to let him know. I'm the chosen one. I never said I was better than game, but I'm the closest one.
Closest
you feel me?
One.
You know what I'm saying?
Good
What's
stuff.
Up, man? We really working, Ooh. Bro.
Man, fam, you got the gift of gab, fam. You got some ugly legs, man.
Appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Like I said, man, we about to network it and like I said, go around and really, really pump out the campaign. Like I said, we really been locked into this lab and cooking and cooking. And like I said, now it's time to go city to city, high five, you know what I'm saying, kiss some babies and get into these streets, man, and really let them know what this music is really about, you know?
No doubt, son. And I got a couple more questions. You know, before I let you go, fam. Now you work with so many people, as you already mentioned. You also work with Bun B, Paul Wall, My Song, a host of others, man. Host major features, man. Host of others. But I want to talk to you about Nipsey Hussle, man.
Man, that's my guy, bro. Like,
y'all just absolutely just snapped. It was a track produced by Dame Grease.
Yeah. Dame Grease. Shout out to the homie Dame Grease, man. He a real, 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 you know, heavy hitter producer. You know, Dame Grease is legendary. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, we was. You know, it's crazy how that situation came about, man. Because you know he was out in Phoenix working on DMX's album at the time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, X came through. You know what I'm saying? And you know, X to me is a legend. You know what I'm saying? You know, X.
Oh yeah.
Top five. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got the vibe out, have a drink, and then Dame came through and cracked open that hard drive, and I heard that Audemars beat, and I was just like, yo, I need that, like, now, not tomorrow. Just load up and let me go in, you know what I'm saying? So I originally, at the time, you know what I'm saying, was going to throw Meek Mill on it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, but, yeah, shout out to Meek.
Yeah, shout out to Meek, but Meek already had a record called Audemars, and he was getting this situation in line right there. So I listened to it some more, and I was like, yo, let me call my nigga Nipsey. I'm talking, when I called Nipsey, you know what I'm saying, he came to the studio, bro. You know what I mean? He felt the vibe and just went right in, bro. We just knocked it all the way out. You know what I'm saying? Like that day.
Man.
That shit came out heavy, bro.
Oh, it was heavy, man. That was absolutely so serious. I was like, whoa. Y'all was so, the connection was so, just so tight, man. It sounded like y'all can do a fucking album together, man.
I mean, there's been a lot of talk, you know what I'm saying, of you know a lot of certain things, you know what I'm saying, because me and Nipsey actually, man, we really, really vibe out with each other. But like I said, what we're really trying to do at this particular moment, you know, I'm in the lab working on my official debut album. I know he's doing the same, but we got a couple more records that we gonna bless on y'all. But, you know, shout out to my nigga Nipsey Hussle, man, because he a real A1 dude. And
yes, sir.
Like I said, that Audemars joint is this Fuego. It's crazy hot.
It is absolutely bananas, man. It got Chi-Town hopping, man.
Off top. Salute and shout out the whole Chi-Town, too, you dig?
No doubt. Hey, tell us, Juice, where can fans out there cop your mixtapes, man? You know, I know they got a hit. I know people like, wait, man, tell them what's up. Tell us how we going to get this, man.
Yeah. What we got right now, man, you know, you could always log on to all the major sites. You know, you can go to the livemixtapes.com. You can go to the datpiff.com. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you can log on to my official site, www.juicemccain.com. I got the whole American Me, the whole American Me series up there. I also got a sneak peek and video and preview of the American Me 4. You know what I'm saying? The process of how we putting it together. So, like I said, man, stay locked in with me. You know what I'm saying? We working.
No doubt. And you know, man, I'm going to be pumping this, and I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to pop it. it's coming out on the 1st, right?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The new mixtape coming out July 1st. And like I said, man, we just going to go ahead and, you know, smash through the summer. I'm low-key thinking about leaking, you know what I'm saying, a first leak here probably sometime next week. So you know I'm going to make sure, you know, you get it first. You feel me? So,
oh,
you
man,
know.
That's what's up. That's what's up, Juice. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, fam, it's been a pleasure, man. It's been an honor to have you here. Man, sometimes I feel like I'm not worthy. I can't. But, man, I told my family about this. My family just, man, bananas, man, because, you know, we've been feeling all your joints, especially, man. My brother, man, Wild Bill, he's crazy about AM3, man. The nigga can't stop spinning that, man. So,
man, it's all love, man.
So it's all love, man. I just thank you, man. I hope to have you. Hope to have you on the show again, man. When that album drops, the official album.
Yeah. Off top, like I said, man. Whenever I come out to the Chi-Town, you know, it's only right that I come into your city and show love, man. And you know, we vibe out how real ones do. And like I said, whenever you out west or you know anywhere, my dude, I'm only a phone call away. Maybe it's nothing. Let's make it happen.
Oh no doubt, Juice, man. Thank you, man. Much love to you, brother.
Man, salute to you, my dude. All love.
No doubt. Salute, man. That's the one and only, Juice McCain, man. Can y'all believe it? I've been hollering all week. And it's the one and only Juice McCain right here. It was on Team Lion, man. Hey, I just played you just a little sample. That's just a little snippet, y'all. So, y'all heard the man. JuiceMccain.com, man, JuiceMccain.com, all right? And you can cop those, man. Cop those mixtapes. And don't forget, June 1st is coming out, man. It's coming out the process. But hey, y'all get to the three, man. Y'all get to the progression. And it's just the American media is in the progression. And then, you know, it's going down, y'all. All right. So, man, much love to Juice McCain. Don't forget to follow him also on Facebook, facebook.com/JuiceMccain. Also, follow him on Twitter, @IamJuice, I am Juice. Much love to Black Wall Street. Much love to Kendrick Lamar. Much love to Game. Much love to the Evans administration. Much love to each and every one of y'all over there, Team Lion, man. Thank you all for tuning in. And, hey, join me tomorrow on Smack Tongue Radio. Join me tomorrow. All right, it's going to be a very important show on Smack Tongue Radio. That's tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. and 5 p.m. I'm sorry, 5 p.m. Pacific. And it's on Smack Tongue Radio, smacktongue.com. Any other questions, man? Comments?
hit me up, like it or not, with michael@gmail.com. I'm up and I'm out of here. I mean, what else can I do, man? I'm just hyped, man. I love each and every one of you all. And until next time, this is your boy, Michael Lane, saying peace, love, and keep doing.